Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Now that we have moved officially into the work week, I'm going to be rocking with you for the next 5 days. This is when the show gets started. Every single weeknight, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Okay, this is a Monday. We got a football game going on right now. We had a football game on earlier. The Chiefs won that one. They beat the Bills. And right now, the Dallas Cowboys are an embarrassment, 20-3 with all of their injuries. It's real ugly, real disappointing right now in Dallas. A big shout out and thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. I got to remind you and let you know, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. I guess the first question I should ask anybody is, super producer Stu, how are you, my man?
I'm great, JR. I had a very fun sports watching weekend. How are you, JR?
I'm good. You watch people get punched in the face. You watched people fumble. You watched Nick Saban. There's just a lot that you watched, huh?
Yeah, a lot. A lot of football, a lot of soccer, a lot of everything. It was a lot of baseball, too. That's right. I forgot about the baseball already. There was a lot. Ton of stuff.
Yeah, World Series. We'll talk about the World Series later on. That's set. It's good to know that those cheating Houston Astros are not going to be involved. That's pretty good. I'm happy about that. And then obviously yesterday we had just a full slate of NFL games. Some ugly, like the New York Jets. That was a complete disaster. And then you also have, some other games that I don't want to say that this was a disaster. It was kind of ugly. It wasn't expected. I thought it would be closer. But we know that the Bucks, they took on the Green Bay Packers. We had a big conversation about this. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, and it fell flat. It looked like the Packers were going to go at the beginning, and they put up 10 points. It looks like they were going to have an early runaway, and they completely fell apart. It was like pick six. Aaron Rodgers was completely off, and ultimately the Bucks won 38-10. Real ugly. And by the way, I got to let you know, in about 20 minutes, we're going to chat it up with Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Moon. So Warren Moon is going to come by. A lot of quarterback questions I have for him. Obviously, you got guys like Tom Brady out here throwing at 43. Warren played quite a while, a long time from the CFL into the NFL. I want to ask him about that amongst many other things. I want to ask him about Ryan Tannehill and whether he can win the MVP. There's a lot of things I want to ask Warren Moon, so don't you move. We'll talk about that in 20 minutes. But just to warm up, I was disappointed watching that game between the Bucks and the Packers. And you could really just chalk it up to Aaron Rodgers had an awful game. 160 yards passing, two interceptions. He threw a touchdown to the wrong damn team. And it happens. Ain't nobody out here perfect. It's unfortunate. And Aaron Rodgers, he's smart enough. This is a bump in the road. Everybody gets smacked in the mouth. You know how the NFL is. It's any given Sunday. You can go out there 1 week and look like a world beater, and you can come out the next week and get beat up. That's just the facts. So the Packers, they have their first loss of the season. Find me too many people that haven't undefeated season. Doesn't really happen. Go ask the Patriots. Go ask the Dolphins. But Aaron Rodgers, he actually found the silver lining in this loss. Listen to what Aaron Rodgers had to say after the Buccaneers basically kicked him in the shins and took his lunch money.
You don't ever want to lose like this. I feel like we needed a little bit of a wake-up call at some point this season because things have been so good. And there's been so much talk maybe outside the building about the ease with which we're, you know, moving the ball on offense and scoring. And, you know, I think we need a kind of a kick in the ass a little bit as a little bit of a wake up to, you know, stop feeling ourselves so much and get back to the things that got us this position. And I think this would be, unfortunately, but fortunately, something we can really, really grow from.
Yeah. When it comes to life, you grow through stress. If everything is so easy, if everything is a walk in a park, you get too comfortable. You get taken advantage of. You lose. Things don't always work out your way. So I agree. This is something good. I'm not worried about the Green Bay Packers. There's no doubt they're still going to go to the playoffs. This is just a matter of making some adjustments, plenty of adjustments. And Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Packers, this guy really hasn't lost anything over his past 2 years. I don't think this is, what, his fifth loss maybe as head coach of the Packers? 13-3 last year, obviously. You want to go ahead and put the playoffs in there. He has that one elimination loss and first loss of this year. He's used to winning. This is what Matt LaFleur had to say after the L.
Got out-coached. Got outplayed. You got to give the Bucs all the credit in the world. They had a good game plan, and they really took it to us in really all three phases. But, you know, we just got to make sure that we stick together. We got to bounce back. We'll find out what we're all about. But we got to hit that reset button and bounce back. And, again, it starts by looking at the film critically, everybody looking inward, staying together and learning from this, because this is not fun.
Yeah, it's not. Losing isn't fun. The Green Bay Packers, realistically, over the past, let's say, trillion million years, more realistically, the past 20, 25 years, they're not used to losing. You know, you got organizations out here like the Browns, and you want to talk about, I don't even want to say that's a disappointment. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But we have organizations out here that haven't been to the playoffs since 2002. We have teams like the New York Jets who can't build consistency in their own franchises to save their lives. The Green Bay Packers are one of those teams where you have a generation of fans, especially younger fans, who have watched the majority of their lives, and they've literally gone from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be almost a 40-year span for people to have watched this team and just get used to winning and get used to an occasional Super Bowl and know that you'll be competitive. So I'm not looking at anything that's gone on right now as a super indicator because the Packers lost a game. And they lost it in ugly fashion. They're still in the NFC North. The Chicago Bears, they won yesterday. Their defense, we know, is pretty damn good. But the offense, I'm not going to say Nick Foles is over-inspiring. He's certainly capable of getting the job done, which he's done. But Packers and Bears, they're both probably going to get into the playoffs. So stop worrying about the Green Bay Packers. On the bright side, the team that actually came up with the W last night, you got to look at the Buccaneers. Tom Brady, only 166 yards, but he gave you two touchdowns. And Ronald Jones, he's the one who did the damage out there, 113 yards on the ground with two TDs. And so, yeah, for everybody saying that, well, what's going on with the Buccaneers? Well, yesterday they looked pretty damn good. They looked pretty dominant. After the game, they traded for Steve McClendon from the New York Jets to help close that nose tackle spot that Vita Vea is now giving up because he's injured, because he's hurt. And Rob Gronkowski caught a touchdown for the first time in, what, 2+ years. So Tom Brady, he understands this is someone who has 6 Super Bowl rings. Tom Brady says the win is nice, but they got to keep getting better.
We just got to keep building and growing, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. We just got to show up every day, try to get better, learn from the mistakes, and you know, see if we can go win on the road here.
Yeah, spoken by the most you know, successful quarterback in NFL history. You know, he ain't worried about this this loss here, or excuse me, this win, this victory. And it's ironic. You know, every single week you get a new photo, you get a new graphic illustrating how old Tom Brady is, that his teammates, that his opponents, some of them were not alive. Yesterday after the game, he shook the hands of John Runyon's son, who happens to be a lineman for the Green Bay Packers. Yes, John Runyon, who used to hold down the line for the Philadelphia Eagles for a long time. So not only is Tom Brady playing with, you know, folks from years ago who are now retired, he's also playing against their kids in the NFL. I just wanted to share that in case you needed to feel old here on a Monday night. FYI, I feel that way every time I see Vladimir Guerrero Jr. or Fernando Tatis Jr. just in baseball. Pretty soon, give it a few years, we might see LeBron James and LeBron James Jr. on the same basketball court. That is certainly a reality. Bruce Arians, he understands this is a long road here ahead as the Bucks are now 4-2. But he was actually happy with the performance, as he should be.
I don't think we had any penalties, don't think we had any sacks, and don't have any turnovers. We're going to be hard to beat. And so we kind of set a new standard for ourselves in that regard against a quality opponent. And we're just able to get after Aaron, you know. And once we got the running game shut down, it was just a matter of getting after him.
Yeah, so it's nice to have a post game and not have Bruce Arians have to talk to everybody about what Tom Brady looks like. You know, is he old today, or did he throw 4 or 5 touchdowns? Did he suck, or is he great? Did he run out of gas, or is he still capable of going out there? I'm pretty sure Bruce Arians is happy about that. And then also, we didn't get any clever puns as it relates to Rob Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski got a touchdown, and, you know, the world is good. The world is well right now. So we don't have to hear about how he sent out the block. Rob Gronkowski finished the game with 5 receptions, 78 yards, and I told you about that TD that he scored. So good for him. And then also good for Tom Brady, because it seems, and it's more apparent, I know we've only played 6 games here, well, at least the Buccaneers have. It's like, hey, he made the right move in leaving. And granted, it's a personal decision. It's a professional decision. Time was up in New England, but it seems like he went to a place and is playing for a team where he has some weapons, where he obviously has a little bit more say-so, where he has an opportunity to win. If Tom Brady would have stayed with the New England Patriots, to be honest, I don't think they'd be better than they are right now. And the New England Patriots are 2-3, and we can blame a lot of that on the amount of time that they've had to practice. We can blame a lot of that on COVID. Bill Belichick certainly does. But I'll tell you, I had someone call me on Saturday afternoon on WFAN in New York City. Somebody called me and said, well, Bill Belichick can fix any team. Well, Bill Belichick can do all of this. Well, look, Bill Belichick is not out there tackling. Bill Belichick is not out there, you know, blocking for Cam Newton. He's not being a receiver. So it looks like right now, Tom Brady, he did the right thing to try and win a Super Bowl, another one. Patriots lost to the Broncos 18-12. Cam Newton is saying don't panic. Bill Belichick is saying don't panic. But Bill Belichick, one of the greatest coaches of all time, Bill Belichick said, look, we just need more time to practice as a team.
Well, it was a big challenge, you know, playing without guys, getting guys hurt, moving around, and some guys that, you know, haven't played together much, haven't practiced together much. So we need to get on the field. We need to practice. We need to develop some continuity as a team.
Yeah, there would be no difference. So when you look at all the games that took place yesterday, you know, there were some things that stood out. Ryan Tannehill continues to light it up. The Steelers absolutely owned the Browns. The Giants barely got by the Washington football team. The Lions, maybe for a piece of time here, they saved the job of Matt Patricia as they beat the Jaguars. But ultimately, the 43-year-old quarterback in Tom Brady, yeah, he's all right. It looks like he made the right decision. And while the Patriots are maybe destined to go to the playoffs and get eliminated if they can go, we know that Tom Brady, he's still going to be competing for a title in the NFC South. Kudos to that man. It's still Tom Brady. I hope he loses. I'm sorry. I will speak for the majority of America on that one. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't you move, okay? Because in about 5 minutes, we're going to chat it up with a Pro Football Hall of Famer, one of the more versatile quarterbacks of all time. His name is Warren Moon. I'm definitely going to ask him about quarterback play. Definitely going to ask him about everything going on in the league right now. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Another Monday. Monday Night Football. The Dallas Cowboys are looking pretty ugly. Actually getting smacked around and annihilated. 28-3 right now. Ugh. Everybody who said that things would just keep on rolling here with Andy Dalton, it looks like they are sadly mistaken. I get it. It's one game. But ultimately, I think we should all understand that the Dallas Cowboys still play in the NFC East. The Dallas Cowboys still play in a division, unfortunately, that is a dumpster fire, where even yesterday, the Washington football team and the New York Giants had to decide who was actually going to lose the game. They didn't battle for who was going to win. They battled on who was going to lose. And then meanwhile, when you go over to the Eagles, now you have Ertz out for a couple of weeks, probably a month. And I think at any point in time, any day now, the Eagles will actually hold some tryouts. So a lot going on in an NFL that has changed earlier today, just to give you a heads up, because of all of the schedule changes and rearrangements, I had a chance to watch the Buffalo Bills lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. No surprise there, except that the Kansas City Chiefs, they actually decided to run the football. And Pat Mahomes, one of the greatest quarterbacks that's probably ever been on a field, even in his young career, he's certainly making moves. But today they decided to run the football. I want to remind everybody, our number, 855-212-4CBS, is sponsored by Geico. And if you want to know what's really scary this season, seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It will keep you up at night. Switch to Geico and save. I want to welcome on to the line right now a Pro Football Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it. It's no one other than Mr. Warren Moon. Warren, how are you?
I am doing great this evening. How you guys doing?
Terrific, terrific. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. There's so much I got to talk to you about in the brief time that we have together. I got to ask you right now, the Dallas Cowboys are obviously, they're getting smacked around 28-3. There were obviously conversations after Dak went down with his injury about what the rest of this year would look like. What are your thoughts, and not just based on this game, as to what the Cowboys and their offense can do with no Dak?
You know, I thought after Dak went down, they would become a little bit more balanced, and they'd give the ball to Zeke a little bit more and get him more involved in the offense and not have to throw it as much. But, you know, what happens is when you get behind in a game like they are tonight, it's tough to have Zach make that Zeke involved, because he can't run the football if you're behind. You got to throw the football. And they tried to give it to him early and he fumbled twice. So that's something you don't see Zeke do a lot early in a ball game is fumble the football. So the Cowboys are just not in sync right now. They're really not a good football team. Their defense is giving up 36 points a game, and their offense, although it's been prolific, it's an offense that's always coming from behind, so they have to throw the football a lot to get back in the ball game. That's not the way you want to play football in the NFL today.
Not at all. Even amongst everything that you just said, it's still realistic that they win this division. Do you still favor them to kind of fall into that spot?
You know, it's really up in the air. It looks like they're going to lose tonight, and Philadelphia lost yesterday, who probably is the other team that would probably compete for that. But I think Philadelphia, when they start getting some guys back healthy, and that's been their biggest problem is just guys injured, that they're going to get on a roll and maybe win some games, where the Cowboys have been pretty healthy most of the season and still haven't been able to win football games. So, you know, as I look at it right now, the Cowboys are in the lead in the NFC East. But I think Philadelphia is going to get things turned around here in the next couple of weeks, and they'll probably go on a run where they might win four or five games in a row and take over the division.
It would certainly make sense to see which loser wins the division here.
Yeah, the winner of that division could be 7-9. You never know. 7-9, 8-8.
The great Warren Moon is on the line with us right now. Warren, I mean, last week we had to watch, unfortunately, Dak go down with an injury. When you think about your prolific career, whether it be from the CFL to the NFL, I mean, you were rushing for hundreds of yards, a couple hundred yards just in a season, and that was amazing. And now we got Lamar Jackson's out here giving you north of a 1,000, and Dak is mobile, and Lamar and Kyler Murray, who's playing tonight, all of these guys are running around. What are your thoughts on how the quarterback position has changed? And do you feel that, you know, this is going to be par for the course? It's just going to be like full steam ahead here with the versatility from now into the future.
Yeah, the way the offenses are going now in the NFL, they're a lot like what you see in college football. They've kind of adapted to that. And I think part of the reason is because these young guys have had so much success running these RPO offenses in college, that they're letting them do that in the NFL now too. So you're seeing them run the football a little bit more. The position has become a lot more athletic than it's ever been. And you kind of need that in today's football because the defenses are so fast right now, especially with the defensive ends coming off the edge, that you've got to be a quarterback that has to be able to really buy time and make some things happen outside the pocket, use your legs to get outside and buy yourself a little bit more time, or at other times be able to run the football and make yards. So that's the type of quarterback that's being successful in the NFL today. And it's not only, you know, the Dak Prescotts or the Lamar Jacksons, but you're seeing Josh Allen in Buffalo. You're seeing Sam Darnold with the New York Jets. All these guys who have the ability to move around are going to be the most successful in the league.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I'd say a lot of them are following a blueprint that you helped lay years ago, and we see that it's paying off, Warren. I mean, you got a guy like Pat Mahomes who has an opportunity to clock, you know, $500 million here, you know, on his first major contract. You know, Dak won't necessarily get that opportunity. What are your thoughts on his future in Dallas? Is it a given? They say they will franchise him. Is it a good thing that in the long run that he didn't take that contract, because things will still work out? Would you have taken the contract?
You know, I probably would have taken the contract, but I think they're going to look and see how the rehab goes with Dak and see how he comes back from the injury. They're also going to see how Andy Dalton plays and see what impact he has on this football team, whether they are able to get on a winning track or maybe they go the other way and just continue to keep losing. I think that's going to help Dak's value as far as going forward on a contract. I'm sure they're going to be very cautious, and the Cowboys are, and they're going to make sure that they're getting the best deal that they think is best for the Cowboys, because it is a business. And even though Dak got hurt and it was a devastating injury and everybody felt bad about it, the Cowboys are still going to look out for their best interest, because that's the business that they are, and they're all about making money and they're all about being successful. So we'll have to wait probably 4 or 5 months down the road to see exactly how this thing plays out. I still think they want Dak Prescott as their quarterback for the future. It's just by how much and how many years.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We know the Cowboys are all about the money, the highest valued franchise, the sports team on earth, $5.5 billion. Warren Moon is on the line with us right now on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned Sam Darnold and his ability to run around. And sometimes, even like right now, it's got him a busted up shoulder. And we know the New York Jets are the only winless team in the NFL right now. They're probably staring at Trevor Lawrence. And there are plenty of folks who start talking about, oh, man, Trevor needs to, you know, pull a Manning, whether it's staying in school, even though he said he had already come out, or whether it's an Eli Manning to say, I'll go here. What are your thoughts on a potential marriage of Trevor Lawrence and the New York Jets? What do the Jets need to do to be successful over the next bunch of years? It's going to take time.
Yeah, whoever the Jets get is their quarterback, and I still really like Sam Darnold. And it doesn't matter if they keep Sam Darnold or they bring in Trevor Lawrence, they've got to be able to protect one of them. You've got to be able to give your quarterback some time so that he feels comfortable that he can do his job back there in the pocket. And Sam Darnold has just not been able to do that since he's been with the New York Jets. And he doesn't have a lot of weapons on the outside to help him make his job a little bit easier. So whether it's Sam Darnold or whoever, they've got to do something to increase the value of their offensive players to make their quarterback have more success. So that's their job this offseason, to make sure they go out free agency-wise and get the best players they can, and then also do a great job in the draft. So whoever their quarterback is, they give him a chance to be successful.
We're here with Warren Moon. I'm going to surmise that basically the New York Jets, they need Jesus. That's who they need to go ahead on the offensive line at the receiver position. They need a whole lot of Jesus. Warren, just a couple more questions here with you. Ryan Tannehill playing for the Titans, kind of a legacy team from when you were on the Oilers. This guy is playing out of his mind right now. 13 TDs, almost no interceptions, I think no more than two, a 5-0 team. Do you feel he gets the attention and the respect that he deserves, especially having done this on a consistent basis now?
Well, he had a great year last year when he took over the starting job about midway through the season and led them all the way to the AFC Championship game. And now he's off to a great start this year. I think he's just in the right situation for him right now, because you've got the big running back behind you who you can hand the football off to, and that is going to dictate what the defense does. A lot of teams are going to try and put, seven, eight guys in the box to try and stop the run, and that makes it a lot easier on the outside to throw the football when you only have one safety in the middle, and you know what those corners are doing. They're backed off. So Ryan Tannehill is in a perfect position, a perfect offense for him right now because of the offense that they're running, and he's running it very, very well, very efficiently, and he's making the big plays down the football field. They're not asking him to do a whole lot throwing the football, but when they do ask him to throw it, he's been throwing it very successfully.
Well, we see that. We saw that in another quarterback. I got to ask you about 43-year-old Tom Brady. You wrapped up your career, I believe, at age 44. What changes? Obviously, arm strength, the dexterity, mobility. What changes is Tom Brady going through as a quarterback and still having the success in the league?
I think the biggest thing for Tom right now is he's going from one team that he was with for 20 years to a new football team, a new offense, new guys that he has to learn their personalities, new receivers that he has to learn where they like the football. So he's kind of still going through that process, but doing a pretty good job of it. As the season goes along, being his age, that's what you have to worry more about, just getting worn down, especially being in that heat and humidity down there in Tampa. That can wear on you as far as your legs and your arm as we get later into the season. So that's something that Tom has to really worry about, making sure that he's not overdoing it in practice, too many reps, too many throws, all those different things, because you want to be fresh coming down the stretch of the season and into the playoffs if they're a playoff team. So at that age, those are the things I'm more concerned about. But he does have a lot of talent on this football team that's going to make his job just a little bit easier.
Warren Moon, Hall of Famer, last question for you before I let you go. You just talked about all of that talent. Did he make the right move in going to Tampa Bay? Do you see them as legit Super Bowl contenders? Who do you favor to win it?
I really do think that he made the right decision. He's going somewhere where they have great talent around him, great wide receivers in Chris Godwin and also Mike Evans. He has good tight ends. You know, Gronkowski comes there, a guy that he's very, very familiar with. Their running backs have been very, very good. And the offensive line, they really beat that up in the offseason as well. But the thing I'm more encouraged about is their defense. Their defense was one of the best defenses in the league over the last 7 years last year. And we saw what they did the other day to Green Bay. This is a defense that can be smothering. They bring a lot of pressure. And if their defense is playing well and you've got Tom Brady who's going to be efficient, he's going to take care of the football, this is a very dangerous team going forward as they get to know each other a little bit better.
Warren, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. Where can people follow you online?
They can follow me at W Moon on Twitter and at W Moon, excuse me, at W Moon on Twitter. And I think that's the best place to follow me.
Thank you so much. Always great to have a Hall of Famer join on. You've been listening to Warren Moon chatting it up with us about the NFL right here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to the great Warren Moon. We're going to continue these conversations, especially about Tom Brady and the Patriots and the Bucks, when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to Hall of Famer Warren Moon for joining us on the show. If you missed it, you can always listen to the replay. We have the podcast. Just go to CBSSportsRadio.com. When the show is done, when you wake up in the morning, go ahead and check it out. You can listen to any of the show that you ever missed. You can also listen on the free radio.com app where there is a rewind feature available. Instead of a rewind, I want to fast forward a little bit. And I want to remind you, this upcoming Sunday, it's an NFL on CBS doubleheader. We got early games featuring two of the AFC's best going toe-to-toe. Big Ben and the Steelers, they take on Tennessee in Tannehill. Later, most of you, you'll see the 49ers. You'll see if they can keep turning around their season against the Patriots, who are now 2-3. While others will watch the Chiefs battle the Broncos. We get set for the day's action with the NFL today at noon. 9 Pacific, Sunday. The NFL is on CBS. And Warren Moon, he just told us. He said, listen, I think Tom Brady did made the smart move by leaving the Patriots. And you think about the talent that's around and guys who are injured, guys who have opted out. I mean, it's obvious that right now Tampa is a better situation for him to go win a title. He would be withering away. We would be writing the retirement speech for Tom Brady if he was still in New England. Listen to what Hall of Famer Warren Moon had to say about Brady ultimately leaving to go to Tampa.
I really do think that he made the right decision. He's going somewhere where they have great talent around him, great wide receivers in Chris Godwin and also Mike Evans. He has good tight ends. You know, Gronkowski comes there, a guy that he's very, very familiar with. Their running backs have been very, very good. And the offensive line, they really beat that up in the offseason as well. But the thing I'm more encouraged about is their defense. Their defense was one of the best defenses in the league over the last 7 years last year. And we saw what they did the other day to Green Bay. This is a defense that can be smothering. They bring a lot of pressure. And if their defense is playing well and you've got Tom Brady who's going to be efficient, he's going to take care of the football, this is a very dangerous team going forward as they get to know each other a little bit better.
No doubt about that. Thank you again. That was Warren Moon from our last segment. The phone lines are open to you. What are your thoughts? Tom Brady, did he make the right move? I think it's obvious. He would be a relic right now if he stayed in New England. It was awesome and perfect timing for him to depart. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jim is calling up from Louisiana. Let's talk to Jim. Jim, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR. How you doing today, my man?
I'm terrific. Go ahead with your comment, Jim.
No, I want to know how these guys do the longevity of their careers. I mean, I played semi-pro ball till I was 35, and I couldn't take it no more. And I played international rugby. But these guys keep going. But I knew when it was time to quit. But these guys keep doing it, and they keep performing, and I take my hats off to them.
Yeah, we have to. Well, it's a full-time job. And I think when you look at technology, when you think about just medical information, you think about training methods. Obviously, Tom Brady is kind of renowned and known for his different training methods and what he eats and what he doesn't eat. And we heard all of the stories about, I think it was the TB12 method, you know, when he was in New England. We heard so many stories. And you hear stories even now about a LeBron James and how much money he invests and spends. It's not so cut and dry. This is their job. And when you're at the top and you reinvest that money into your body, I think a lot of times it can certainly pay off.
Yeah, but you had guys like George Blanda back in the day. What did he play till? He was 48 to 50 years old?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You got to give him credit. You get wear and tear. I know what I'm feeling now, playing all the years of ball, but it's okay.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. We got to give these guys credit. Jim, I appreciate you for calling up from Louisiana.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Let's keep things rolling here. Let's go to Philadelphia right now, and let's talk to Adam. Adam, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, I loved you having Warren Moon on. Warren Moon is a class act.
Yeah, I think this is about the second or third time that we've spoken to Warren here. Spoke to him right before the season started, so it was good to get his perspective now that the games are actually underway. Adam, appreciate you. What's on your mind?
I did want to talk about Trevor Lawrence. I'll make a quick comment about Tom Brady. It doesn't hurt to establish yourself as a winning team, possibly with a bye, with Tom Brady leading the show in Tampa Bay, as opposed to cold weather New England. It might give him more years on his career that he's in Tampa Bay playing his home games in warmer weather, possibly, you know, playing some playoff games in warmer weather. I think that might have come into it too, but you can make a better opinion about that than me.
No, absolutely. No, absolutely. I mean, come on, let's be real. Anyone who has lived in cold weather knows that cold weather by itself can hurt. You're in Philadelphia. You know, if it's cold, you can step outside and it can hurt. And you know your body is also more sensitive. And granted, these are NFL players. They are conditioned to take hits. But things hurt a whole lot more when your body is cold, when those muscles are tight. It hurts.
I think that's pretty obvious. So in this case, I think part of the reason of the move might have been that. But I'll just say this about Trevor Lawrence. I think it was Vince Quinn. You've talked about him too. But I think Vince Quinn finally made a comment. I've never seen Trevor Lawrence play, okay? I haven't followed college football that much this season. But I'm saying it to anybody, okay? If you want to see what the New York Jets are going to have next season, you won't believe it, because when I looked at the scouting, I mean, I finally looked at the scouting report on him, because Vince Quinn said he shouldn't be playing. He shouldn't be jeopardizing his career by playing right now in college football. But he's such a – that's part of his character. That's what he said. He said he loves to play, and he wouldn't be able not to. And I decided, if this guy's so wonderful and I keep hearing his name, I got to check out the scouting report.
Yes.
The scouting report is off the charts, and the game highlights are scary.
Yes.
So if the New York Jets, if you're wondering if they're going to go possibly from worst to first, you can wonder, but I'm not going to question it. In the AFC East, they have a very good chance to do it as long as they draft correctly and sign some players.
Yeah, well, thank you, Adam, for calling up from Philadelphia. I agree with you. I think it's a whole lot more than that. I mean, ultimately, yeah, as you said, this guy's out there playing. He's a football player. The ACC is playing football, so his ass with his long hair is out there playing, and he's basically on a stopwatch until he gets drafted into the NFL. The New York Jets, as of right now, I think they have the highest percentage chance, I think at 57, to end up with him at number one overall. And, yeah, Trevor Lawrence is awesome. Now, I don't think he is a God-given or a godsend that he would help them go from worst to first, because the New York Jets are a dumpster fire. They are hot trash. They don't need to just sign players, and the New York Jets have more money to do that than anybody else, but they have their work cut out for them. They need to sign players. They need to protect him. They need to give him legitimate weapons, because watching the New York Jets play right now, it's like watching a rec league. It's like watching an XFL squad. It's like watching a who's who. It's like, hey, is that guy even an NFL player? That's what it is with the New York Jets right now. So Trevor Lawrence, yeah, it might take some time if the New York Jets get that number one pick. And at this rate, it will probably belong to them. There's no doubt about that. It's crazy. We can talk about a player in college, hasn't gotten to the NFL yet, will be there next year, and then have a Tom Brady, you know, 43 years old, still doing it, playing with some of his ex-teammates' sons right now. It's crazy. Time flies when you're having fun, or we are all just getting older. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we'll be about 6 minutes older. Here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't you move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.